This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites tonight at 9:58 p.m. from its spaceport in Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its reliable warhorse launching vehicle, PSLV-C-60, will place two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment. SpaceX mission by ISRO is essential for India's space ambitions, such as Indian on Moon, sample return from the Moon, and building and operation of proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station. India is marching towards becoming the fourth country in the world to have space docking technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will host the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves for the first time in 2025. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister said, a great opportunity is on the way to showcase India's creative talent to the world. He emphasized the pivotal role of young creators in the preparations for waves, reflecting the dynamic spirit of India's creative community. Mr. Modi expressed pride and enthusiasm of the country's youth and their contribution to the burgeoning creator economy, a key driver as India advances toward becoming a $5 trillion economy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with trade and industry leaders today. During the meeting, India Inc. is now expected to pitch for measures to boost consumption, which is the largest component of GDP, to support high growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Gujarat today. Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to the state to attend the annual function of the Srimad Rajchandra Ashram at Sri Dharampur Teerth in Asura, Gujarat, during which he will participate in the Mahamastakabhishek ceremony at Raj Sabhagriha. Punjab police has busted an ISI-backed narco-terror module by arresting five people, including its mastermind. They were also involved in the lobbing hand grenades at two police establishments recently in Batala and Gurdaspur. Punjab Police Director General Gaurav Yadav informed that the module was being operated by Babar Khalsa International and two other foreign-based handlers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the third U.S. president to visit India. North India, including the national capital, will see a chilly New Year as India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast a significant drop in minimum temperatures across the region in coming days. IMD said cold wave conditions will prevail in isolated pockets of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan. Cold wave to severe cold wave conditions is also likely in a few pockets of Himachal Pradesh. Kamya Karthikeyan, a 17-year-old student from Navy Children's School in Mumbai, has made history by becoming the youngest female in the world to scale the highest peaks on each of the seven continents. Demonstrating an extraordinary feat of mountaineering prowess, the 17-year-old adventurer has conquered Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro, Europe's Mount Elbrus, Australia's Mount Kosciuszko, South America's Mount Aconcagua, North America's Mount Denali, Asia's Mount Everest, and culminating the current climb in Antarctica. In cricket, India were 119 for 3 in their second innings against Australia while chasing a target of 340 runs in the post-tea session of the fifth and final day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. The five-match series is currently tied at 1-1. Meanwhile, South Africa have become the first team to secure a spot in the World Test Championship WTC final, which will be held at Lord's Cricket Ground in London next year. Haryana Steelers won the 11th session of the Pro Kabaddi League after defeating Patna Pirates 32-23 in Pune last night. The victory gave Haryana their maiden title in the prestigious tournament. The champions were awarded 3 crore rupees, while runners-up Patna Pirates took home 1.8 crore rupees. Patna Pirates' Devang Dalal emerged as the top raider of the Pro Kabaddi League 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.